Welcome, folks, to the 8th of March Ares Working Group call. This is a Hyperledger call, and so the antitrust policy and the Hyperledger Code of Conduct are in effect. Please be mindful of those and raise issues if there are any. We have a cool meeting today, but before we do, is there anyone new that would like to introduce themselves? Agenda link is in the chat. You're welcome to add yourself to the attendees list or make any other changes that would be useful to the community. Any announcements that we should have on our list?
We should probably mention at IIW, there's work going on towards a connectathon for DidCom 2.
Yeah, I was looking for Lance and he hasn't made it yet. That's a good thing to put on there. Awesome. Also, IW is kind of on that list as
that
well.
That too.
Which is also relevant. Is creeping up on us here as we march further and further out of winterish generally. Cool. Are there other release status and work updates that folks want to share from various Ares projects? All right. We have some good discussion topics today. Some of them are continuing. Some of them are sort of trying to figure out how we get things over the finish line in various forms and factors. So definitely appreciate some feedback today. Outlined is what I was planning to talk about. Are there any other topics that we want to make sure get on the agenda today? Oh, we have Lance joining us. Lance, welcome.
Hello, everybody.
The DidCom V2 Connectathon made the announcements list.
Oh, great.
I'll get a link on there in a minute. Excellent. Okay, so this is what we have on our agenda in front of us. We'll have plenty of opportunities to make changes or adjustments. And this, I'm trying to target issues that are either urgent or relate to AIP3 or both. It's kind of what I'm trying to focus on to help things get over the finish line and be able to make the progress that we need. Any changes before I dive in? Okay, first one on the list is a we actually have Colton here today, which is helpful as he is instrumental in writing this. This is actually over on didcom.org, but I'm raising it here because there's a decent chance that will be involved in AIP3 as a sort of an externally identified protocol. But coordinate mediation over on didcom.org ran into an issue where a new version was created to conform to DidCom V2, but without renaming of the keys within the stuff. And so there was a PR to fix that. But upon further discussion and discovery that folks had already implemented the version of the protocol, but simply using DIDs where it referenced keys, we have created, I say we, Colton has created a PR that it creates a new protocol for this. This is a version 3 of mediated coordination that does the renaming. The point of this is that it gets us a rename, but we end up with another protocol that's backwards compatible. This should be very easy to implement multiple versions of this, as there's no conceptual or logical differences, but just rather renaming differences, which makes it a relatively easy thing to support, but does help us drop some of the older naming that doesn't really apply anymore. Colton, that was my attempt at an overview. Do you have anything that you'd like to say about this particular?
Nope. I think you covered it mostly in your overview there.
Any questions, thoughts, concerns, ideas? I will note that Timo has some comments that we will be addressing as well, of course, before that gets in there. But I just kind of an awareness raise of this happening. The other thing that's happening here is that as DIDCOM itself becomes more and more popular, there will end up being more and more protocols that are discussed there rather than the home rather is there than the fact that the home is within Aries. And that's kind of to be expected, and a good thing, as it helps sort of expand the awareness and the usage of DIDCOM outside of Aries. We are still, of course, capable within the Aries community of creating anything that we need to exist. And it's also not inappropriate for us to create stuff, but then share it on didcon.org as well as part of that process. As time goes forward, that'll become a little more clear, I think, as those communities are a little bit more defined. But that's happening there. Okay. Next up is a continued peer DID discussion. We had a great discussion last time about sort of where we were and what needed to happen. The consensus is that we would like to transition from the unqualified DIDs previously in use in the Aries community and into another DID method. And so I'm listing here. This is the HackMD created by this is within the AIP3 group, and we created last time this table of the potential DID methods that we could move to, as well as sort of the ease of transformation and a handful of other pieces of information about this. Also landed in here was DID docs examples of what's actually being passed. So this is a DID doc being passed in the connections or the DID exchange protocol by Akapai, and an example of that, and sort of what that actually looks like. And then here is an AFJ a DID peer Namago 2 example that contains those pieces of information as well. Notice there's DIDCOM messaging here, and then there's this type is listed as example, but also it you know follows the same general form as the DIDCOM messaging one. So those are two examples that we have in front of us to help us to be able to know what's going on there. And then here's the table there. So just as that's by way of review of the work that we did last week and things that made that happen. And so that's one element to talk about. The other thing on the list was, Rodolfo, I believe you were planning to meet with the Carry community and wanted to report back after that. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, that was the idea. Couldn't happen. But we were able to discuss at least the table that it was on the HackMD. So I update one of the transform option. If you go back to the... Yeah, I put both there. So I want to make sure how to understand this easy of transform is that if you have the document, you can go back and create the identifier. Is that the, without being the owner of the private key, is that the idea of this column?
Yes. So ease of transformation may be the wrong way to say it, but possibility of transform, I think, might be a little bit more accurate. But yes, the idea is that can you transform one of these, you know, the legacy DID docs that we have into the subject DID method and perhaps out of it as well? Oh, no, that's not at all. It's not into and out of it. It's which party is capable of doing it, meaning can you transform it in as the owner of the DID, and can someone else who has the previous DID document also transform it into that format? So can both parties, we should clear.
Yeah, okay, up. Okay. So it's okay, it's both, because it's, you are having only the public keys, and from that you can, yeah, regenerate the DID, right?
So it is, it does have a both transform then.
Right,
meaning both parties are capable of doing that, okay.
Right, yeah.
Any other feedback from that meeting about carry light or anything's related there?
Yeah, we're still missing one, more advanced meeting with them, discussion, more advanced discussion. But we know that KDPI, the way we are handling, we can implement the full KDPI module, and we are also working on a Rust library. So for that type of identifier, both will be available. So that's the thing that we come out.
Cool.
But yeah, but we need a further discussion to make sure, because the way to put the things in the inception event is going to be how you convert back to the document, right? The DID document. That's the part that I need to be, agree with between everybody.
Okay. That's a helpful update. Thank you.
Cool.
So we had the transformation, the JIT documents, and we got the update from Rodolfo. So one of my questions here is, we've got this information gathered. How do we resolve this? How do we, what needs to be done or talked about or decided upon to be able to have a concrete direction for the future of unqualified DIDs within Aries, so that we can figure this out and have a clear direction?
Tough question, right?
That is the question. Yep. thoughts or ideas on what we ought to be doing as a group, or what questions are in front of us? Steven?
Yeah, I just came off mute but I don't really have much of an answer. It's a pretty tough one. Did peer one looks good, except for the fact that the specification is lacking in it. So we're kind of making it up as we go, which is kind of feels not good. I'm still wondering about that transform on carry light. I'd love to have more details on that, because that doesn't seem right, but
I can go with you, maybe, another call if you want, Stephen, so I can explain with Alexander.
I'll take a look. I haven't looked at well enough of the spec. I just called open the spec, and I'll take a look. I always thought the inception event required access to the private key, so that's what's surprising me. But if not, that's great. That's certainly helpful. Yeah. And it does have that large, small format. I don't know if any of them are the future path, where that would go. So that's a tougher one, but, and this did peer one saying it has key rotation, since it's so ill-defined, a little tough to say that one's there. And especially if I remember. Anyway, that one seems tough as well. So there's not a lot to choose. My choice would be and the size thing. I just don't know how much that matters. That's the other, another one is, I just don't know if it matters.
So adding some mental thoughts that I have, did peer one is a little bit shaky, not just from the specification perspective, but the fact that it's sort of been declared not going to be future improved, right? Meaning it's kind of end of the line as it is. Did peer two has the size disadvantage, but is otherwise quite simple. And did carry has, I think, more of a future in the sense that there's more folks interested in it, and solves the large, the large small problem. In a nicer way. But both did peer one and did carry would need work. And so,
I mean, I think that's questionable to say, both of them are at an incomplete state. Let's put it that way. Did peer one, if we chose it, we could move it forward. It doesn't really need a whole lot more.
Agreed. And in theory, we've already had a demonstration of did
Exactly.
carry light. I think that I think one of the things here is that I feel certainly personally an inability to really help much there, partially for bandwidth, but partially for deeper understanding of carry.
Yeah.
And so if we ended up with a well-defined statement, basically a well-defined did method for did carry light, and whether we're going to do it as part of the larger did carry or it's going to have a separate did method definition, then I think we could. But I feel like this group, at least the group that is not, it doesn't overlap, I'm sort of excluding you from this, Rodolfo, I feel like we can't help a lot. You have a lot more knowledge over in that community as being one of the sort of the bridging members there. And so that that's a little bit easier to work on. I think right now, pending the lack of future work, the only real stable case is did peer two has a disadvantage. But I agree with Stephen. I'm not sure how much the size thing matters in the sense that it will work and it will provide what we need, but then has a disadvantage there. So I think in my brain, and again, this is opinion of Sam, no decision of the community or anything. I think that I think we've got to have some movement forward, potentially on did carry or a solid proposal for did peer one, in order to select those. If the work doesn't happen, then I think as a community we're more or less going to be forced into did peer two. Because it's the only stable-ish option that makes that happen. There is, to be clear, the transform would require some definition, because did peer two doesn't have an opinion about the order of things that are included in the thing, because we had not imagined it being created by the receiving party. And so there is still work to be done, probably on all of these from a transformation perspective. But as far as a solidly defined spec, I think did peer two is the closest that we have. I have the minor inclination that if we can make did carry work in a sane way and in the same time frame, that I think I tentatively lean towards did carry, in the sense that if we can use it, it's well defined, it has some bridging properties to another community, that could be good. And so that's certainly a possibility.
And do we need to have one like recommendation, or can we have, if large is not a problem, use the peer two, and if you're looking for more constraint on that, go to the other one.
So Rodolfo, I think you helped put words to a thought that was in my head, is that can we actually settle on one? And I'm not sure that answer is true. The carry community has kind of an interesting relationship with the rest of the identity community. And I can imagine folks not wanting to use something that was bound to carry for a variety of reasons. And so one of the ways out of this is to declare, as far as a transition, like what could be done or how people could transition those unqualified dids. And there could be more than one way of making that happen. So in my mind, can we get away from using did peer two as sort of the simplest implementation of a non-ledger based peer did entirely, and such to the point that it wasn't sort of either recommended or required by anything? And that answer at this point in the timeline might be no, meaning we're going to end up with did peer anyway. Thoughts? Everything I've been saying.
And that's also a current truth, because all the implementation that I've seen so far of DDPR2 using DDPR2, right? So everything is working in DDPR2, at least as the ones that I've seen. So we cannot get rid of DDPR2, I think.
I think possibly in the future we could deprecate.
Also in the future, yeah.
Yeah, but I think for right now we're probably there. Stephen, were you going to say something?
No.
any other opinions?
I'm surprised about did peer one, because AFJ has implemented did peer one. Has it also implemented did peer two?
I think it's on the way, but probably it is, right? I see something on the code, but I don't know if, but DeepPeer 2 is really simple to implement. I don't worry about
it. It's just a mechanical transform, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge advantage.
Lance.
Yes, I just wanted to comment that, you know, watching this process unfold and listening to the conversations, I mean, we're trying to, it's interesting to kind of think of, okay, AIP3, like an AIP can help to kind of launch us into the future, right? But then we also are talking about, well, what's our, what already exists and what are people using? So, you know, I think a lot about, you know, how can we make kind of these profiles, the process, you know, happen faster and maybe that it's more reflective of what groups are actually using and, you know, investing in terms of their time. So, you know, Rodo's obviously done a bunch of work now with Carrie, but then a bunch of others haven't. So, I just, what would be amazing is to kind of capture the usage of these things over time as like an endorsement for, I don't know if it's future AIPs, you know, future versions of AIPs, but to just help the community to know, oh, DidPeer, you know, two, if you're doing DidCom V2 right now, then you almost certainly have to support this Did method if you want to interop with people, with other agents. And then, you know, there may be a time where it'll be the same with like Did Carry Light, right? Where it's just like, oh, you know, if you can step into supporting this Did method, you know, you open yourself to this part of the community. So, you know, I don't know if there's an easy way for us to kind of do that more dynamically over time, where we just capture how endorsed and how popular some of these are and how they're used. Those are my only thoughts. Sorry. Rambles.
No, that's good. I love that idea. A bit ago, I helped co-write a semi-soft proposal about product compatibility labels, not unlike like the food standard label that the U.S. government had, you know, decided on, and the different sort of information to put on it, independent of a discussion of whether that's a useful thing for food or not. The idea of being able to label the products that we have with the things that we support, I think would be a good mechanism to then be able to gather that information. I'm particularly sensitive to folks that have active projects going on, but like can't make the meeting to show up in person because of schedule conflicts or other priorities or whatever. And still being able to understand their usage of it, right? We sort of, those of us that are here, like preaching to the choir a little bit, are sort of the vocal folks that are involved in Aries. But there's a lot of folks that are involved pretty deeply that aren't here as often. And so I'm a little bit mindful of that. So I think there's maybe reasonable, it's a reasonable idea that we won't be able to get rid of DidPeer 2, and that carry is certainly a possibility should we, you know, get to the unacceptable level of documentation and confidence and support going forward. Here's an interesting idea, though. We've talked about how, so if we end up with these two things, can we support a transformation that doesn't have a specific format on the other end? Here's what I mean. If you have Alice and Bob and they have DIDs for each other, Alice decides that she's going to transition to DidPeer 2, and Bob decides that he's going to transition to DidCarry. The mapping is possible for both of them, but if they don't coordinate on which ones they're actually going towards, then the resulting DID, it will be trivially not matchable. Now, it's possible, of course, that you could generate a transform for both of them. And so So is that a problem, right? Do we need to decide as a community that these legacy unqualified DIDs are going to land on exactly one DID method? Or are we going to, or is it acceptable that they might land in more than one DID method just because of the options to do multiples here? Thoughts? Is it important that we pick one?
Based on what we've seen in the DIDCOM V2 world, I do think it's really helpful to have like the most common starting point. So I really like the idea of DIDPeer 2 just being spelled out. I almost would want a section that says, you know, here's some other popular ones, or here's some future, or there's a lot of work being done towards, you know, let's say a DID carry light. Having one, I think there's a lot of power in that, for especially when it's a fairly new ecosystem.
I agree with that. So there's two issues, to be clear, that we're kind of discussing at the same time, and I think maybe it would be helpful to draw them apart. One issue is what DID methods we can expect as a baseline and maybe even declared in AIP3 that kind of everyone needs to support to be compatible with it, right? So that would be, hey, we might all support other DID methods, but there's like a, at the bottom, there is a, at the bottom, there is a one that we all kind of support, even if it's maybe not ideal, it's the least common denominator. The second issue is how we're going to transition the currently unqualified DIDs into something that is in fact qualified. So in that case, even if it's not perfectly ideal, having something simple and straightforward, I think, is a better plan than necessarily something that's perfectly ideal but more complicated. I think what I'm saying is that, or what's kind of congealing in my mind, is that it might be, even if we adopt DID carry in large form, solving the transition problem of unqualified DIDs into a DID method might be best oriented towards DIDPeer 2 instead of DID carry. Not that we're in any way discouraging use of DID carry, but because of the deeper complexity there, and the fact that DIDPeer 2 is just so darn simple, even if it has a size disadvantage, that we could that identifying that as the target for this period in the transition is fine. Now, to be clear, once you're there, you can create a DID of any kind you want that the other side also supports. And that's where having something that says, hey, we also support DID carry would be a useful thing, but then not necessarily using DID carry to transition those unqualified DIDs.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Thoughts, opinions? I really care about your opinion, particularly if you disagree.
Yeah, so then you don't care about mine, I guess, because I just wanted to say that I agree with that. I think you know, why complicating things then more than it's necessary? So, and I, because I don't know the DID carry complexity, but if you are saying that DID carry is way more complex, or definitely more complex than DID peer, I am like definitely in favor of like, yeah, let's transform this unqualified to DID peer. Or DID peer 2, I don't know what's the difference there, but I would rather simplify things.
Thank you for your opinion. I was sorry, to be clear, I was not saying that I don't care about people's opinions.
Yeah. I was just kidding. Yeah.
So, no, thank you for speaking up, though.
Yeah, Jakob, I like that, keeping things fairly simple. And, based on everything that's been said, there's a lot of support for just to step back for a second, just like peer dids have multiple levels of complexity, carry is the same thing. There's multiple levels of complexity. We're talking, as long as we're not talking about did peer one, if we're talking did peer two and carry light, the idea is that the level of complexity is similar there. But because there's so many libraries supporting, did peer two, and that's what people are familiar with, and just going along with what Sam was saying, and highlighting kind of what I think is swimming around for me is that it feels like AIP3, we'll say 3.0, it makes sense to focus on did peer two, but then to be agile enough in the future, obviously, to update that recommendation over time, maybe expanding the list of kind of the base support, so on and so forth.
I actually think Stephen,
so in DIDCOM 2, as I understand it, the whole point is you can use any DID you want. Now, the fact that you would want to use peer DIDs makes a lot of sense to me. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense for a peer-to-peer conversation to be rooted in public DIDs, but one side of the conversation or one party may choose to do that. But I don't think it's that big a decision we're making. What we're saying is it is common practice in DIDCOM 1 and in Aries to use a peer DID for a DIDCOM for the DIDs that rooted a DIDCOM conversation. And for those unqualified ones, we want to transition to something that's easy to transition to. Where we transition in the future actually is easier once we get to DIDCOM 2, because in theory, now you're just saying, okay, what DIDs do you support in your agent? And so we can be more flexible. I like the idea of having one where it's a really simple, almost no dependency, like anyone can implement this as part of their implementation. It's nice to have a library to include it, but the code is easy enough that we don't have to do anything special for it. So I'll leave that one so others can respond to Lance's comment. Sam, I think you had something.
Yes. So I think there's kind of two. I think that in addition to AIP3, which this is certainly relevant for, I think that we need to, it would be desirable, I would say, that if we make a decision as a community about transitioning the legacy DIDs, that we actually immediately create a community coordinated update and begin in date selection and work on that immediately, even as work for AIP3 is continuing. So AIP3, given that it will have DIDCOM V2 as a requirement, needs this transition to already be solved in order to be compliant with it. So the statement of AIP3 is, if we decide, here are the set of DID methods that we consider to be a base, and we could have required and maybe optional if that's of utility. But to say, if you are compatible with AIP3, you support this foundational DID method. And that's a little bit separate from this transition issue that we've got. And so I think that we can do both things with relative ease. I think if we pick a target for the transition, we could do that. I also think that given, it's funny to talk about the youngness of things, because in the grand scheme of things, like the age of DID peer two and the age of DID carry are approximately the same. But the reality is DID peer two has been around a while, and there's more implementations of it, and we have a little bit more confidence of its properties and its ease of use. And so I think Did Carry Light, being younger, not that much, but being younger, has a little bit less confidence in what's going on there. So I think we could decide, given the fact that these are two separate issues, they need to transition the DIDs prior to really being AIP3 compatible. And and also I should mention that this doesn't really, the DID transition doesn't really affect anyone that doesn't speak DIDCOM V1, because if you speak DIDCOM V2, you don't have this issue because you're not capable of doing this anyway. And so I think the transition is separate from the declaration of which foundational DIDs we want. And I'm kind of feeling like getting the transition underway in transitioning these DIDs to DID Peer 2, that we can then involve a community coordinated update that we could start sooner rather than later, I think would be a really useful piece going forward.
I agree with all that. I think, yeah, earlier in the conversation, I was confusing the two topics, but I do appreciate you kind of reframing that. But I guess what I wanted to say is, seems like DID Peer 2 is the, yeah, has the most momentum is and is the best solution of on both sides, you know, the transition and usage for just as a preferred method to support. So I guess what I was trying to say is, it seems to me it's even the fact that DID Peer 2 is strong in both cases, I think is even more reason to support it as the answer for transition.
Can I can I raise one other that is completely different from what we've talked about now, just to have one doubt that I remain on? Is it bad that DID Peer 2 basically sticks a bunch of information in plain text on every message?
Let me explain what you said. What you said is accurate, but let me explain. In DIDCOM V2, the sender and the recipient of a message is actually, well, the sender of the message, and the recipient are actually included in the header text. And that's necessary to know which keys can be used to decrypt the message. So because DID peer method 2 actually includes both the public key by definition, but also the service endpoint, then that becomes available on every message. So it's worth noting that doesn't bubble out to the outside of wrapped messages. If you're using a mediator, for example, the message to the mediator does not contain that information, because the to is the mediator itself. The from does you know, I'm trying to remember if the from is actually revealed or not, and I don't remember.
It is. I think it is, because it's in the header, and I think that remains.
So what would happen is that the from of that message would actually contain the full DID, which would contain this return service endpoint and the public key for a message going to the mediator. So even though the ultimate recipient on the way to the mediator is not revealed, the sender of the message would be, which then does end up revealing information. And particularly if you have if they're using a mediator, then that would be the address of a mediator, which could be presumably used by lots and lots of DIDs. And so you have a little bit of herd privacy there. If you are sending that message and that's a mediator that's unique to your DID, or uniquely identifies you in some other way, then that would be revealed, because the endpoint would be present there when it may not be in the normal case. So, for example, something that does the large small thing like did carry or did peer one, would transfer that information initially, but then would later drop that out of the DID and would, because the other party already knows it. Which means that someone would have to be listening from the beginning in order to have that information and correlate it with future messages. as opposed to starting up with, or to begin observing messages after that initial one has been sent and you've dropped to the small mode. So there's a bunch of describing out loud about the problem, yeah. Stephen, that you were highlighting.
Yeah. And I just wanted to highlight it. This is something that Andrew raised to me. The other advantage that was in DIDCOM 1 is even that first message is sent encrypted, which means even if you're on the inception event, you still, or you know, the inception message, you still wouldn't get that information. Whereas in DIDCOM 2, it would be outside. That's more of a concern about DIDCOM 2 versus this particular question. I don't know if that's but this idea that every message you're sending all of that information about both peers is seems a bit troubling.
Well, it depends on who you are, right? The mediator would be able to see them both, but you kind of have to trust the mediator a little.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway. No, I'm talking about people. Yeah, looking outside and how much of a concern that is.
So the big issue is either when you're not using a mediator or seeing the message go to the mediator and you're seeing all the details of the from party. Now it's worth noting that DIDCOM v2 does not require this. This is more of an interplay between pure DID methods and DIDCOM v2 than it is a problem with DIDCOM v2 exactly.
Okay.
For example, you can use DIDCOM v2 with a ledger recorded DID. And ironically, of course, someone could just resolve your DID and know that information anyway.
Right.
Right. Yeah. If you're using a pure DID that is transferred on every message, then every message contains that information. If you're using a pure DID that drops from like large to small, then that would be another advantage. It's also entirely possible for someone to define a DID method that and an associated protocol, like a peer protocol, to transfer updates that would happen inside the encrypted message itself. Right. Which means that if you had a DID peer method that could be updated, so that would be DID carry, well, not this version of DID carry light, but maybe the full DID carry or something like DID peer one, then you could actually transfer the updates themselves inside, which means you may begin with one scenario and then transition to another one as a result of sort of hiding that initial information that was transferred.
Right. But again, more work.
Yes. So, you're right. That is a change. And because of the difference in DIDCOM v1 and DIDCOM v2, there's an effective change in the combination of DID peer methods and DID peer one of, and DIDCOM v1 and DIDCOM v2 with a peer method. That's a good issue. I'm going to bring that up in other circles. To both verify and sort of outline the implications of that so that decisions could be made appropriately. So that discussion aside, which is a good one, but not directly related.
Sorry about that.
No, it's good. It feels like we could make a decision that the transition target would in fact be, well, okay, before we get to this, Rodolfo, you had a couple comments in the chat that I don't know that I entirely understand. You mentioned that it's the second one, the ideas of Blake 3, that I'm not sure I understand the implications of.
No, I was talking to Steven and I think I copy to all, but it's like I explained how I create the AID from the for a carry. So it's actually, you have the inception event that is a JSON and you masquerade the AID that is inside and you take a hash of that. And that's the AID. So it's kind of the same of what we did in DIDPR. So it's nothing different from that.
Yeah, Sam, he was, Rhoda was just explaining to me why both is appropriate and the ease of transform for did carry. That's all.
Okay.
I was confused. So, and he was straightening me out on it.
Also to add on carry, that the carry use this Caesar serialization. That is a nice utility to, I think, encode crypto primitives. So if we move to that, we're gonna have this library on the frameworks. But this is aside from this discussion, I think.
I do like Caesar, and I think that it has some future, expanded use. But yes, so if we decide, I do feel like we need one target if we're gonna transition these older unqualified DIDs. We have two things kind of in front of us that people are arguing for. One is DID peer 2, and the advantage there is it's simple. The other one is DID carry, which is maybe a little less defined than we like, and we have a little bit less confidence in. If we decided as a community that we're going to pick DID peer 2, even though it wasn't perfect, in the sense that it's a little larger than necessary on subsequent messages, then we could define the transition or the sort of the mapping transition to bring that across. And that's something that we could engage in more rapidly as a community. So I guess what I'm attempting to do here is float a proposal. The proposal being, we define the mapping between the unqualified DID documents and DID peer 2 that could be performed by both sides of the relationship as a way to migrate from unqualified DIDs to fully qualified DIDs as part of a community coordinated update that would be pursued in advance of AIP3. Is anyone opposed to that approach and thinks that there's a better option in front of us?
I'm okay. One thing, in that mapping should we also say how we're going to put the mediator, if any?
Yes, it has to be.
Okay.
Well, so DID peer 2 already has a way to encode a service endpoint into the DID, but what it doesn't specify is the order that it should be included, because DID peer 2 allows for multiple keys and multiple endpoints to be declared. And we would need to define a uniform way of transitioning between the unqualified and the fully qualified in a way that it's done the same way on both sides. So
but the unqualified doesn't have only one service endpoint. I'm not sure what the.
Yes, but for example, you can declare keys and service endpoints in different orders. It's not a lot of specification, but there's a little bit of information that needs to be included there about how to map that. This, for example, being the public key in the service, what would end up happening was that the public key has to go first and the service goes second. And I think that may already kind of be the case because the first public key is sort of already declared, but it allows you to include additional ones. Anyway,
but again, we're transitioning. So the only thing we have is the information in the JSON structure you've highlighted. That's yes. All we have, right? That's what we're starting with. So the only thing we can have in the DID peer 2 one is those two entries, I think, or ones that are derived.
We just need to specify the order that they go in and make clear the other details. It's a pretty light.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a pretty light transition. I mean, yes. We only need like a couple of statements that actually qualify that and then provide some examples, but yes. Is anyone opposed to the approach of using DID peer 2 as the transition target for unqualified DIDs? Okay, this needs a proposal then. And so what I wrote the legacy peer one. I will write the transition proposal. Unless someone else was really excited too, and I'm taking it away from them, I don't want to do that.
I can help with it.
I definitely need reviews, but I can go ahead and write.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so the other thing to be clear is that the other thing that we're considering is legacy peer. The reason why legacy peer is not as good as this transition option is that you land on a DID method that has no future. If we transition to DID peer method two, then it actually can have a future in the sense that it might continue to be a sort of a useful, stable thing for use within the community. And so the nice part about moving to DID peer two is that in the transition to DIDCOM v2, you could continue using the same DID method and would not need to more or less immediately rotate away from it. It also does a better job transitioning to a format that is more easily used by members outside our community. So looking forward to expanded reach of DIDCOM v2 in compatibility with other products, having a DID peer 2 gets us a lot further down that particular road than legacy peer. Just to articulate some of the reasons why I believe this is a better approach than going to the legacy peer.
I think you said it's perfectly.
I'm particularly excited about the fact that when we get there, you're more interoperable immediately with people outside the community. And if other people hit legacy peer, they're gonna be like, what the heck is this? Right. Of course you wouldn't really be creating those, but I feel like this is a cleaner thing that is only a tiny bit more complex.
Yeah.
Than legacy peer. Cool. Okay. I've got that on my to-do list to go ahead and write that transition RFC, and I will endeavor to do so prior to our next meeting so that we can discuss it there. Okay, we have, that was a longer discussion than I anticipated, but very good, and I feel like we have good direction there. We have three things on the list here. I'll highlight them quickly. There is a merged RFC for a non-creds attachments formats. That qualified to be merged, but I wanted to raise the issue that this was, and this helps with non-creds attachments formats. This was written by Timo and also referenced Daniel Hardman as an update of his previous one. So that's written there, which is good, and has been already merged. There, Daniel has raised an issue to clarify the need. Or the possibility of short-circuiting the issue protocol, the issue credential protocol, if you don't need the previous steps because you're using a format that doesn't actually need them. There's an issue here with some discussion that can bring you up to case. The next steps, I believe, we actually need a PR against the protocols to add this. One of the details is that if this could be added as a clarification, meaning it doesn't need a version bump, or whether we actually need a version bump to do this, that probably needs a longer conversation. And so I'll make sure it gets on the discussion for next week. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, Stephen, was that your PR 775 for OCA is still not resolved, and I'm looking to get that resolved because I think it's going to be an important issue for AIP3. Are there any specific things that we need to do as a community for 775?
I did update it again this past week. There's still one issue that I'm trying to work out with the Human Colossus Foundation folks that I'd like to resolve. I really would like to get probably another pass and discussion on the style guide to make sure people are happy to merge that style guide. So I've continued to make update. The stacked format was added.
Cool.
So in response to your or Indicio's comments, so that's there. I've revised how to produce the output. I'm still not happy with the credential supplement. And that's the biggest stumbling block. And the reason why I don't push it even harder is the credential supplement has not been a happy experience. And more importantly, the predecessor to it, which is the multi-credential and multi-presentation, and that's been ugly as can be. And I still don't even understand all the ugliness, but the implementation was really painful. So that's a concern.
Okay, we'll talk about that in future meetings. Colton, your hand is up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you were talking about the coordinate mediation, PR76, you mentioned talking about the feedback that had been left in the issue. I was just curious if we had talked about that, like you mentioned, and I somehow missed it, or if that discussion still needs to happen.
No, that discussion still needs to happen.
Okay.
Cool. But that discussion can happen in the PR itself. We don't have to wait for this meeting to do that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Perfect. And we're out of time. Thank you, folks, for the discussion. There's a lot of in the trying to coordinate as a community and come together on these things. There's a lots of discussion like this. I very much appreciate the feedback and the thoughts offered that helped sort of guide us where we're going. I believe the process is overall substantially better because of this. I really appreciate everyone's involvement today. Thank you so much for coming, and I hope your week is a great one.
Thank you. Have a good one.